The Lord is my light and my salvation is a commemoration and celebration of the lives of the saints, for in their lives we see the power of the Blessed Trinity at work, transforming ordinary people like you and me into saints, conformed to the image of Christ, becoming the very presence of God in the world. On this ninth day of February, the Church calls us to remember and celebrate the life and work of St. Cyril of Alexandria. And for our lesson, we read from the fourth chapter of the second letter that St. Paul sends to St. Timothy, beginning at the first verse. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Cyril of Alexandria hath been styled the Doctor of the Incarnation, for he was concerned with the Nestorian heresy from its inception, and denounced the same to Pope Celestine I, and at the Council of Ephesus in 431, at which the heresy was solemnly condemned, he presided as the representative of the Bishop of Rome. And the rest of his life was given over to the defense of the truth that in Christ Jesus there is one divine person. Cyril was born of distinguished parents, and was the nephew of Theophilus, Patriarch of Alexandria, whom he succeeded in that office. He was a man of learning and of much vigor and determination, and he turned all his powers to the extirpation of heresy and unbelief. His sternness in these matters made him many enemies, even amongst those of orthodox practice. But chiefly he was assailed by the followers of Nestorius, who at one time secured a sentence of excommunication against him as a troublemaker, to which many, even of the orthodox bishops, assented, which same was later declared null and void. He wrote much regarding the faith, and was emphatic in his teaching concerning the Eucharist, whereof he said, "We receive it not as common flesh, which God forbid, nor as the flesh of a man sanctified and associated with the Word, but as indeed the life-giving and very flesh of the Word himself." But chiefly he is remembered for his teaching that Mary is the Mother of God, which title the Council of Ephesus acceded to her. At length he died a holy death in June of the year 444, and the 32nd of his episcopate, but in the West his feast is kept today, February 9th. Let us pray. O God, who didst strengthen thy blessed confessor and bishop, St. Cyril, invincibly to maintain the divine motherhood of the Blessed Virgin Mary, vouchsafe that at his intercession we, believing her to be indeed the Mother of God, may as her children rejoice in her protection, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.